This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimate.
Welcome to Checkpoint Intimates, where two of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on the topic. My name is Hayley McKay, and I'm joined by the lovely Pedro.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. We're very intimate right now. Hayley and I are actually, we're actually cuddling.
You're very, very close to me and the mic. It's a little awkward.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could leave.
No,
there are
fine.
Other mics in the studio.
No,
I thought it'd be cute if we shared one.
I know, but like, your hands are all in my hair, tussling in it, and it's a little strange. Anyway, so we're talking about a very intimate topic for both of us, and that is gaming with ADHD.
Yes.
Playing video games while having ADHD. Mm-hmm. So, Pedro, obviously you have ADHD.
Correct.
And I myself have ADHD.
Oh my God, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit today about some of the, what makes gaming with ADHD a little difficult, what makes it a little more interesting, and what changes our experience with games.
I remember, because I was diagnosed when I was 22.
Mm.
So I went through all of my adolescence having it, but not knowing what it was. And I remember being a kid. And I was a classic ADHD kid. All the teachers were like, he has potential, but he doesn't, you know, put it into practice, which I think is what every person gets on their report cards when they're at school with ADHD. I remember playing Final Fantasies 10, 10, 2, and 12 for hundreds of hours each. And I could just sit still for hours on end. Days on end, weeks on end, just playing one game, and my parents didn't get it. They were like, why can you do this and you enjoy it and you're good at it, but you can't do the life things that people your age should be able to do?
So you experienced what is a kind of a common ADHD symptom, which is hyperfocus.
Mm-hmm.
You were super hyperfocused on this one thing.
Yeah.
And it was super hard to get your attention onto other things.
Absolutely.
I was diagnosed very young because I was a very disruptive child. I should point out that I did go to a very religious school, so they found most children to be highly disruptive and evil. All children were from the devil. So I was diagnosed very young and was on medication for most of my life until up around 18 when they told me, like, no, you'll have to find an adult psychologist and it'll be a whole thing. So we're just going to take you off this and hope it goes away, which was fun. But I would find that same kind of problem where I would be able to focus really heavily on video games. I'd be clearing levels, going through all these games, clearing Zelda dungeons like they were, you know, easy peasy, but when it came to work, if something didn't interest me, if something didn't pique my interest, if there was no immediate feedback, it would be just absolutely not in my build house. I'd be like, I am not interested in this. Please go away.
I think that is sort of the crux of why video games are so... I don't know if helpful is the right word. People with ADHD tend to play a lot of... There's a high correlation between ADHD people and video game people.
Mm.
Is just that immediate feedback.
Yeah, it's that immediate feedback loop. Because we're immediately, like, we put in some input, we get some immediate feedback. We immediately know what's going on. We don't normally get that in the real world.
No.
Especially immediate positive feedback.
Yeah, absolutely.
We normally get, like, oh, well, you're doing really badly. You're getting distracted. You should do this more. You should do that more. And that's, like, that's not how, like, ADHD people work.
No.
We end up in that kind of spiraling of, like, negative thoughts and stuff. Where we're like, oh, well, I must be, like, really super lazy and I must be really super bad
at absolutely,
this.
Oh, absolutely, because... Especially when I was a kid, I didn't understand why I was quote-unquote different, why I, you know. So, yeah, that stuff. And I guess piling on from that is that, sorry, video games were my sort of refuge.
Yeah.
Where I could like, oh, this is a thing I understand and I'm good at and no one tells me I'm bad at it.
Yeah, exactly. Video games was that one place where, I mean, for myself personally, I found a lot of refuge in. It was like, I'm going to hide in Hyrule and not focus on my homework because my homework is dumb and run by people who treat me like shit.
And random encounter battles end. Homework never ends.
Oh my God.
You do it and you just have to do more of it. Where's the reward in that?
Exactly. So, I mean, that's our experiences as children.
We're not advocating don't do homework. You should do homework if you are able to.
Stay in school, kids. Stay in school. But, you know, now we're adults and obviously we've got adult responsibilities. And again, we don't get that immediate feedback in our adult lives. No. But we still get it with video games.
Yeah.
So how do you find gaming with ADHD as an adult as compared to your as a kid?
Now that I have less time than I did as a kid to game, I find myself hyper-focusing. This is a dangerous mental trap I fall into often, is that I hyper-focus on a video game late at night and I don't realize that it's 4 a.m. and I haven't slept yet and I have to get up early in the morning.
Mm.
And then that starts a whole cycle and that's a whole thing that I have to deal with.
And it's essentially really easy too, because a lot of the ADHD medications are stimulants, so they'll keep you up anyway.
Yeah.
So you'll be like up and going, and you know, I'll be like, yeah, I know, I've just taken my medication and I feel like I can conquer the world. Let's play a video game. And you'll look at the clock and be like, okay, it's 12, I'm going to play till 2. And then next thing you know, it's like 6 in the afternoon. Oh.
I'm now training myself not to play games during the day, especially if I've taken my meds, because I can't. I will zone out and forget to stop.
Yeah, and like so, hyperfocus is definitely something we've all got to mitigate. Mm-hmm. One of the things I find myself struggling with, especially with hyperfocus and other symptoms, is spreading myself too thin. So I'll be doing. Like, I'm currently playing through The Witcher 3, and a good friend of mine told me to don't stop, keep going. And I took that a little too literally, so I hyper-focused super heavily on this, and I played it non-stop. It was the only game I play. My good friends would be like, come play a multiplayer game with us. And I'd be like, no, I'm focusing on The Witcher 3. Yeah. It's the only thing I'm going to focus on, because I want to get this done. Mm-hmm. I want to focus on this and get this finished. Yeah. I mean, like, otherwise, I probably won't finish it, and then I'll start it again, and then that's the vicious cycle, right? But I find that if I'm not hyper focusing, I'm spreading myself across too many games.
Yeah. I think that's the thing I'm experiencing really for the first time in my life ever since I started reviewing games and you know, needing to play lots of different games throughout the year instead of just sticking to one and drilling down. What do I have currently? I'm playing Kingdom Hearts 3, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Tales of Vesperia, The Division 2, Mass Effect Andromeda, The Witness I started that I need to get back to at some point. Like, I'm just doing so many simultaneously. Bastion, Final Fantasy 9, I decided to start replaying. Suikoden 1 and 2 I bought on Vita. Like, it's this whole thing where I'm just piling onto it instead of dealing with it. The pile.
Yes, exactly. Like, I have in my Steam library alone, I have over 700 games.
Yep.
I have not played any of them. I keep meaning to go through them. I keep meaning to be like, oh, well, if I make this into, like, content that I put out there, I can get through this.
Yeah.
Or if I make this into, like, a blog or something, I can get through this.
Yes.
But it's like, otherwise, I'm like, I want to play this game from, like, 2012, but, ooh, new shiny. And I'll keep jumping from game to game. So I find it sometimes hard to actually finish games.
Absolutely.
I'm not a finisher. I don't finish anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I get like a bit like that in my personal life. I'll start something and then I'll move on and jump to the newest thing. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be like, well, why didn't you finish this other thing? You were so close.
Yeah.
And so it's like that with gaming. So currently I'm playing Speaking Simulator and I'm playing a bunch of other games for review. And I'm doing Like, I think there's, like, another game that I'm doing for review, and then I'm playing The Witcher, and then I'm playing Deep Rock Galactic, and then I'm playing Vermintide 2, and I'm playing, like, a bunch of other games. Onward. I'm playing Onward as well, and then I'm playing a bunch of arcade games online with friends, and I'm spreading myself all over the place, and then I find that, oh, well, I haven't actually finished any of these games, but it's time for me to move on to something else.
Yeah. I think one thing that helps me is the idea of taking video games, concepts from video games, and gamifying aspects of your life.
Yes.
I remember when I was at uni and I had to write an assignment, I would, on Google Keep, I would just make a checklist of every 100 words. If I say I had to write 2,000 words for an essay, I would write a checklist, that's the thing we're doing now, tick box for 100 words, 200 words, 300, 400, 500, and then when I got towards the end, 1,550, 1,600, 1,650 words, and I would just get more and more granular, because when I get to the end of that essay, I need those tiny rewards as quickly as I could get them. And that self-designed, quote-unquote, game was really what was a major thing that got me through uni, just turning it into an insignificant reward system.
Yeah, exactly. Like getting that immediate feedback.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the thing that keeps us in games is again, that feedback loop. Mm-hmm. And I find that, like, if we can find ways to hack our brain to kind of be like, okay, let's apply this to something else, we can definitely achieve better.
Yeah.
I noticed one thing when we were researching for this particular episode. There was, like, one or two interesting and fun and positive articles about, like, ADHD in gaming and what that means for us. And then there was, like, a million billion things of being, like, video games cause ADHD and video games... playing video games when you're ADHD leads to video game addiction and so on and so forth. And I can see how people can see that because, again, hyper-focus. But, you know, it's kind of ridiculous because I guarantee a lot of these people don't have ADHD or some type. They're not neurodiverse.
Yes.
And they're coming from this from a kind of ableist perspective.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that most ADHD research is centered around children.
Which
is fair enough because children, it's important to get diagnosed at a young age if possible. But... yeah, like the while it's the same condition, living as adult ADHD is a different situation than being a child with ADHD. Mm. Like you're dealing with different problems, and so I feel like issues, and you know when you have ADHD, people with ADHD are more prone to addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So things like discussing, talking about whether or not, you know, getting into games a lot as a child with ADHD, is that good or bad for you? I think that's an important discussion to have because stuff like that should, I think, be, you know, maybe that should be moderated so that, you know, the child is able to focus on other things because it's hard to lose focus from video games once you start. But yeah, there's a lot of that could be like ableist language that could be extrapolated into all video games are bad or all people with ADHD are, you know...
video game addicted.
Yeah.
And, it's a matter of, like, just keeping things focused when you're gaming. I try not to thread myself too thin, but again...
ADHD I try not brain. To, and then I do it.
Yeah, it happens. But this has been a lovely chat. Thank you so much, Pedro.
Thank you.
This has been Checkpoint Intimates. We've gotten intimate on a topic. If you like this podcast or would like to listen to more of our podcasts, you can check us out wherever you find podcasts.
Would you like me to stop braiding your hair now?
Yes, please. Okay. Just stop. Just don't touch the hair. There's very little of it on there because I shave it into a mohawk on purpose. I don't need you braiding this.
I braided
please.
Your mohawk. You look like a Viking.
I don't want to look like a Viking. Then they'll take me to Norway. Anyway, thank you so much, listeners. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.